I want to spend a few minutes that we have today discussing the propriety of parents' involvement with their children's shiduchim. The end of Pashas Tolda says, "Vayitzav alav leimor lo sikachi shel b'minos Kanaan," that Yaakov was told by his father, by Yitzchak, after he blessed him, that he should not take any wife from Benos Kanaan. And the Torah Tamimo wonders why he had the right to command that at all. He says, based on a comment of the Rama at the end of Reish Mem in Hilchos Kibud Avayim, quoting from the Maharik, the Rama writes, "V'cheinim ha'av moche b'bein lisa ezo isha sheyachbots b'habein." If a father protests towards his son with respect to a woman that he wants, that the son desires to marry, ain't tzorech l'shmoel elav, he doesn't have to listen to his father. He quotes from the Maharik in Shorsh Kuf Samach Zayin. So if that's the case, we could understand maybe the Torah should have used the Lashon Bakasha, could you please not marry a woman from Benos Kanaan? But why does he have the right to demand that from Yaakov, if in fact the halacha does not demand that, does not allow that, a parent to demand that of a child? So interestingly, Torah Tamimah said he didn't see this in Poskim, but he wonders, "De'im kol b'nei ha'mishpacha nizharim l'hischatin m'mishpacha yedua." If let's say there's a minhag of a family, that no one married, this family does not marry members of another particular family, he says, "Al kagon zeh, yesh la'av l'tzavos al b'no shalo yischatin b'osa mishpacha." He has the right to demand that of his child. Of course, we find in the Gemara in many places that b'nei mishpacha have the ability to be moche in one of the members of the family, that he shouldn't change from the minog ha-mishpacha. V'kan hayu ha'avos nizharim l'schatein b'knan. We see the fathers, the previous generations, would not marry b'nos Kanaan, and therefore this was something that they had the right to demand of the child, of the grandchild as well, of Yaakov in this case. So I want to spend just a few minutes analyzing this, because although the Rama quotes this, the halacha, from the Maharik, that there doesn't seem to be a din of kavod, the question is why? Why is this not, if the parents would like the son to marry someone else, or at least not marry this particular woman, why don't they have the right to do so? After all, would this not be a mitzvah of kibud av va'em in this case? So many point to a comment of the Rashba, and the Rashba in Yevamos HaNavav makes the comment, and others do as well, that kibud av va'em only applies to where there's some hana or toelis to the parent, there's some benefit the parents gain. So we know the examples the Torah, the Gemara furnishes in Maseches Kiddushin in the first parak, is feeding one's parents and dressing one's parents and escorting one's parents. So these are modes of service, and the parents are going to obtain some type of pleasure, some type of benefit from this service. So that's honoring one's parents. But the fact that a son will now, the parents are going to be relieved, the fact that he's not going to marry this particular girl, that's not covered at all, and maybe he would have no obligation to do so. The problem is that, and the Vilna Gaon points this out in Siman Reish Mem, in Sif Katan Lamed Vav, that it's quite possible that the Rashba never meant what we think he means. Meaning that when the Rashba was speaking, he was speaking about the following case. We know the Gemara speaks about a father, let's say father's a Kohen, the son's a Kohen, and the father says, "My groceries, I left my groceries in the cemetery, can you get the groceries for me from the cemetery?" So we know from the Torah that the son's not obligated to listen to his father. The Pasuk says, "Ishimova aviv tiro ves Shabbos osai tishmoru," and the juxtaposition of the mitzvah of keeping, observing Shabbos and honoring or fearing one's parents is to teach us that although we have to fear and honor our parents, if they tell us to violate the Torah, to violate some type of rabbinic injunction as well, we don't have an obligation to listen to them. So here, a Kohen to walk into a cemetery would be a violation of Torah law, so he has no obligation to give his father to bring out the groceries. So what's implicit is that a parent cannot, we don't have to honor our parents, we don't have to violate a law, a lotas, say, from the Torah, in order to honor our parents. So, but if we understand this a little bit more carefully, it means as follows. When we would have thought that if we're going to be giving benefit to our parents, that there's a toelis, there's a hana, I'm getting the groceries from my father from the cemetery, I would have thought that I could violate Torah law for that. Kamashmal on the Pasuk teaches me that I cannot. However, let's say there's no violation of Torah law. My parents merely ask me something. Does it have to be that they're getting hana from it? It has to be toeles? No. All the Gemara is teaching us is that I'm not allowed to violate a lav in order to do service for my parents. But if there's no lav involved, perhaps I would have the obligation to honor my parents even if there were no service involved, even if there's no hana involved. My parents want something from me. There has to be there's some type of ratzon will that they have of me. In fact, the Gra points to a Tosos in Maseches Kiddushin, Adaf Lamad Aleph and Midbeis, and there Tosos brings from the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yishmael's mother, when he would come back from the Beis Medrash, would wash his feet for him. And unbeknownst to him, she would drink the water afterwards. When he found out she was drinking the water that she used to wash his feet, he says, no, you can't wash my feet anymore. He was so embarrassed. How could this happen? And she, his mother, was so upset. I want to drink the water. I'd like to wash your feet. She went to the Chachamim, and they came over to Rabbi Yishmael and says, this is Ritzona. This is what she wants. Therefore, this is Kibbutz. You should honor her. So you see from the very strange story, but you see from the story that even doing the Ritzona, this here, the service is reversed. Here, the mother wants to serve the child. That's considered, and that the child, Rabbi Yishmael, being passive in this service, is actually going to be giving kavod to the mother. What kind of hana? It's not really tangible, the hana that she's receiving from washing his feet and then drinking the water. Washing his feet, where's the hana there? So nonetheless, this is ritzona, and therefore that's an obligation of kavod. In fact, the Chazon Ish writes in Maseches Kiddushin in Simon Kuf Mem Ches, that this should be, at the very least, maybe the word kibud should be understood in its broader sense, including kibud and mora, fearing one's parents. After all, if a parent wants something from a child, so would we say, and it's distressing them tremendously, and take the example of shiduchim, it's distressing them immensely that their son is dating this girl and potentially may marry her. They're upset with the girl, with the shidduch, with the family, whatever it may be. So that's distressing him. Are you going to tell me that's more distressing than contradicting one's parents? The Gemara has several examples of mora, of fearing one's parents. Person, there's a mora of lo ta'aseis. Don't sit in their seat, don't stand in their place, rather, don't contradict them, and several other examples. So that's upsetting. That could be distressing to a parent if you contradict a parent. But it's a lot more distressing that the son is going to spend his whole life and come over every Yontif or come over for Shabbos with this woman that they don't like. So at the very least, this should be a kiyum of mora of fearing one's parents not to marry this particular girl. So how do we explain then, if it's true that based on this Tosas Ritzona, based on this comment of the Gra in what's implicit in the Rashba, there may be an obligation where the parents have a will, they have a certain desire, and we have to fulfill that desire, and we should not distress them. So that would be either honoring one's parents or at least fearing one's parents. How do we explain the psak of the Rama that if the father is moche bebein lisa izo isha sheyachbotzba, he doesn't have to listen to the father? So the Chazon Ish says we really have to take a different angle. We certainly can accept this Rama, accept the Maharik's psak, but understand it from a different angle. And that is as follows. Let's say a father says to his son, I want, I like your furniture. I like the couches in your living room. And, you know, if you really cared about me, you really honor me, you'd give me all your furniture. So a son is under no obligation to do so. Right, Eino says the Chazon Ish, Eino chayv litein matanos la'avim reisha of chomed chafatzav. The father has desire for his belongings. The son, out of honor, has to give it to his father. Clearly not. The Gemara speaks about a case. Let's say a father says, "I want you. Could you please go shopping for me? And I need you to buy and eat several things." So the son does so, and he comes back, and he says, okay, it cost, that was $25. And the father says, what do you mean, you don't love me? You don't honor me? You should pay for it. So the son is under no obligation to pay for the groceries. Oh, the Gemara has a machlokas whether Mishel Av or Mishel Bain, and we paskin Mishel Av. It's the father's obligation to pay for it. The son can go and do the service, but the father has to pay for it. So it must be that in this circumstance, when it comes to this girl, the father, as the Chazon Ish writes, Tzarech ha'av tzarech levatel ritzono, mipnei ritzon b'no. Here, you can't call this ratzon to the father. The father is under every obligation to mevatel his ratzon. This is something that the son wants. In fact, a mitzvah be'isha shehu chafetz. The son is under an obligation to marry a girl that he desires. And if now, because of the parents tell him to withdraw from this relationship, he's going to have to marry someone who he doesn't like as much. The Gemara speaks about the beginning of the second perek of Kiddushin. A person should marry, has to see the girl before he gets married. Shema tizgana olav, and he'll violate v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So the father has to nullify his particular ratzon and desire in this circumstance. And that's what it is. It's not that the father's not, oh, because the father gains no hana, no benefit, no toelis from this case where a son is marrying this girl, that he has no say in the matter. No, for that reason alone, maybe he would have a say. The Tosis on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, what's implicit in the Rashba, to do the ratzon of our parents. But that goes so far. The son here has an obligation. It's his mitzvah, and he has to desire the girl. If this is the one that he desires, he feels that this is going to be a particular, a very positive relationship, and be able to build a family with this woman. And he feels that he'll have this would give him shalom bayis and a wonderful marriage in the future. The father has to be mevatel, the parents have to be willing to be mevatel their ratzon for the ratzon of the son, and the son therefore has no mitzvah of kibud or mora of his parents in this case.